We are towards the end of Siman Reish Mem. We're up to Sif Tes Zayin. We'll be concluding this Sif as this Siman, as well as the next Siman, and with this we'll be concluding Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Brura. Sif Tes Zayin. Hamishamash mitasu al mita shetinok yashna leha. If someone is mishamash on a bed that a child is sleeping on, also tinok nichpe. So that child, it says, will become a nichpeh, nichpeh meaning that he will have mental disorders. V'lo amaren ella d'lo have a bar shasa. That is only if he's not a year old. Avol have a bar shasa less than bo. But if he's already a year old, then that is not a problem. V'lo amaren another condition, ella d'goni la de'kare, that he's sleeping by the end of the bed, means towards the legs. Pirish yashin l'raglov. Avogoni lahadi reishe less than ba. But if it is towards the head of the bed, then it's not a problem. And another condition, lo amarin el lo manach yode aleh. That's also if you don't put your hand on him. Aval manach yode aleh less than ba. If you put your hand on him, then that is not a problem either. So the only case that is actually problematic is to have a child who is less than a year old. He is sleeping towards the, not near the head of the bed, but the other side of the bed. And one doesn't put his hands on them. On the child, it is. Yud Zayin. Meet the Shiyashin by Mishto Tzarach Shetia Shetehei Rosham Argalosel Zelot Safna Zeladorim. This was something discussed towards the beginning of Chelek Aleph, where the beds are supposed to be between Safin and Dorim and not between Mizrach and Mariv, although there was another day there. But this is the way the Mechaber comes out, and this is the way the Mishnah Brura Paskin there, that the beds should be between Safin and Dorim, because the Shechina being in Mizrach and Mariv. Simin Reish Mem Aleph. Echad me'advarim shasoni HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the things that Hashem abhors. Hamashtin bifnei mitoso orum. Someone that urinates in front of his bed. Orum, the Mishnah Brura says, is lavdafka, even if he's clothed. The idea is that he's urinating in the direction of his bed right in front of it. Hamashtin bifnei mitoso orum mevi l'dei anius. He brings to poverty. The Mishnah Brura brings down that the Sar Ha'anius loves filth. V'lo amar nel d'mahadar ape l'puria. Where is this talking about when he is facing the bed? Pirish l'mita. Ava l'vroi less than bo. But if he's facing away from the bed, that is not a problem. U'd'mahadar ape l'puria nami lo amar nel ba'ara. This was only said when he's urinating on the ground. Ava b'mona less than bo. In a keli, that's not a problem. Meaning, if it's on the ground where it can splash towards the bed, that is something that is it is a total lack of sensitivity. Certainly, the Mishnah Brura says if it's something other than a bed, say a table, this would all be aser. Agav, the Mishnah Brura mentions that remember, aside from this halacha that requires that if it's near the bed, it be in a keli, the person's going to have to wash his hands. He'll have to put on something that is mafsik ben libo la'erva, in order that he be able to say Asher Yotzer appropriately.